Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we discussed in general what kinds of melacha may be performed in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and what kinds of melacha may not be performed. Before we begin discussing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, there is one more general introduction about the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos that we need to discuss. There is a category of prohibitions on Shabbos that are called shvus. The Rambam Rav Moshe Ben Maimon, who died in 1204, spends many prakim, discusses the category of shvus, and he introduces it in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph. This FMM is not a shiur on Hilchos Shabbos, so we won't speak in too much detail about shvus and the many details of what a shvus is, when it applies, etc. However, very briefly, a shvus is an activity that the rabbis prohibited because, for example, the activity resembles a malacha, or it's an activity which may lead you to do a malacha by accident. So again, a shvus is an activity that's aser midrabanan, and there are many, many details and halachos about shvus, and I mention shvus here because one critical thing to know about Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash is Ein Isser Shvus Bamikdash. Chazal did not prohibit Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll get back to that in a moment and discuss Yemit Hashem why Chazal did not prohibit Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash. But first, I want to give just a couple of examples of Shvus and of Ein Isser Shvus Bamikdash. One example is the following. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Chaf Zayin, it is aser midrabanan to put a bandage with lotion or ointment on a wound on Shabbos. Of course, there are many, many details to this halacha, so please don't paskin from this FMM, but the basic iser is, it is aser midrabanan to put a bandage with lotion or ointment on a wound on Shabbos because we are afraid that you may come to grind herbs to make that lotion, and grinding herbs on Shabbos is aser min haTorah. However, if a Kohen gets a wound on Shabbos and he's performing an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not appropriate for his hand to have a wound on it while he's performing the avoda, and therefore it is permitted for that Kohen to put a bandage on his wound. Why? Because ein shvus bamikdash. Even though putting a bandage on a wound is aser midrabanan outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, it is mutter. That's one example of ein shvus bamikdash. Another example is in the Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin. There is an iser midrabanan to wash your floor on Shabbos because we are afraid that you will come to smooth out your dirt floor, and that is an iser min haTorah. And again, this is not a shiur in Hilchos Shabbos, so please do not paskin from this FMM. But in general, I may not wash my floor on Shabbos midrabanan because I may come to an iser min haTorah of smoothing the ground. That's true in my house. That's true everywhere. However, ein shvus bamikdash. The iser to wash floors does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. If there's a lot of blood on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, for example, on Erev Pesach, when so many korbanos are shechted at the same time, if there is blood on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim are allowed to wash the floor on Shabbos. So these are two examples, and there are many other examples of ein shvus bamikdash, and there are many, many details to this halacha. For example, do we say ein shvus bamikdash when the activity is not directly connected to the avoda, like washing the floor, or does it only apply when it's directly related to the avoda? Or another detail, does ein shvus bamikdash apply when it's possible to perform the activity in a permissible way, or do we say ein shvus bamikdash only when there's no other way to do it? Or do we say ein shvus bamikdash if the activity could have been performed on Erev Shabbos, etc., etc., etc.? There are many examples and many details, but the general idea of ein shvus bamikdash is important, and it's going to come up in the future FMMs in Mirtz Hashem. Before we finish for today, we have to ask one general question. Why do we say ein shvus bamikdash? A number of the Rishonim and Achronim, including the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575, at the very end of Perek Ches in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Kesef Mishnah and others explain that the reason we say Ein Shvus BaMikdash is because of the following. Usually a shvus is usur because, as we mentioned, we are afraid that the activity may lead accidentally to an isur midrabanan. That's true for most people. However, Kohanim Zrizim. Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash are Zrizim. And usually Zrizim means working quickly. And that's true. There are a number of examples in Chazal which describe Kohanim as working quickly. However, in this case, Kohanim Zrizim is to be understood more broadly. Kohanim are very careful. They're very vigilant in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, for the sake of the Avoda, they can do any shvus that's necessary, and we're not concerned that they will accidentally transgress a malacha min haTorah. So that's a summary of Ein Shvus BaMikdash, and with this FMM, and with the last FMM, we will begin next time, God willing, talking about the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amitz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.